The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. In Daf Mem Vav, today's Daf is being said in the new Nishmat, Mor Zekeni, Bi Yosef Ben Sara, Marat Zekenati, Yafa Bat Sara, Abraham Ben Esther, Achim Siyon Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Pinchem Ben Aiden, Amen. Today's Daf is being said, Wash Shalom, Moshe Medina, Sara Batah, Sara, Ruhama Batah, Edna Refaradahim. רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, רפואתם קרבה לבוא, וכן יהי רצון ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on Memhe Amud Bet, and we start from the first word on the line, Nitkadesha. It's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 lines from the bottom. Nitkadesha Leda'at. We have a Ketana. She got married. Kiddushin Leda'at Abiha. Her father consented. So we said that's okay. Her father consents. Kiddushin is Kiddushin. Oh, but however, she consummated her marriage without the consent of her father. And the father is here, which means the father is not in Medinat Hayam. That was the last case we learned in the Gemara. The father was in Medinat Hayam. The father is here. Rav Huna Amar Ina Ochelet. Rav Huna says she cannot eat teruma, which is strange because really the kiddushin is a kiddushin. Kiddushin really, according to the Torah law, you're not allowed to eat teruma, we said. So he says, even though she got married, but since she got married, she lo ledaat abiyah, and the father's not there, she cannot eat teruma. Rav Yirmiyah, but Abba Amar ochelet. And the Gemara explains. Ravuna Amar, the reason why Ravuna says, ena ochelet, v'afil le'rav, even according to Rav, that was in the last case, the Amar ochelet, hatam hu delo ite le'av. Because the last case was talking about the father went to Medina Tayam. So therefore you could assume that what he would have consented with the marriage. And therefore, since she's able to eat terumah anyway in a Torah, so he continues to allow her to eat terumah until you know for a fact that the father says otherwise. That's because the father wasn't there. Aval, even the Rav will agree. Here the father's in town. The reason why he kept quiet, mirtah, ratah, because he's furious, because he's angry, which means by keeping quiet, by a regular case of let's say irusin, he kept quiet. You can say, okay, he kept quiet because he agreed with it. But to keep quiet at irusin, or to keep quiet all the way through nisuin, he wouldn't keep quiet so long. And the fact that he keeps quiet must be that he is angry. You cannot interpret. He's here. Why isn't he saying anything? Ela must be. He's furious. Therefore, you cannot interpret his silence as an approval. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi is when it says shelo ledat lo diru. Okay, it's small Rashi. Okay, that's what he says. Haide ishtik. Yeah, he wouldn't have kept for such. Nisuin is too big of an item for him to not say anything. You might interpret quietness or silence by kiddushin. Silence by kiddushin, you can interpret he agrees with it. But nisuin, if he the silence is not interpreted like that. He's angry. Also, comes the Quran says, "Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Abba Amar Ochelet." No, he says the opposite of Yirmiyah. She eats teruma. Why? "Va'afilu Rav Aseh Damar Ena Ochelet." Over there, Rav Aseh said, when the father was Medinat Hayam, Ena Ochelet. Why? Hatam Ule Shem Yavu Abiyah V'Yimcheh. Because we're concerned that maybe the father's going to come from Medinat Hayam and protest. Aval Hacha Medishati, it's the opposite way. He's here. He kept quiet. Et Nuchet Nechale. He must be happy with it. Okay, so there's two ways of looking at it. How do you interpret the silence when the father's there? You interpret it that he's quiet because he's furious, and therefore he doesn't want it. Or do you interpret it, no, he's quiet because he agrees with it, and therefore that she can't eat terumah. Next case. Nitkadesha shelo ledat abiyah, v'nisit shelo ledat. Oh, she did everything shelo ledat. everything without the consent of a father. Kiddushin shaladat abiyah. This in shaladat abiyah. She's ketana. Ve'aviyah kan. And her father is here. What's the question? Ravuna amar ochelet. Unbelievable. Rav Yehuda said in this case, she can eat teruma. We don't know how yet, but we'll see. Rabbi Yirmiyah, but Abba Amar in Auchelet. Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, in Auchelet. So here what it says, Amar Ula, the Ravuna, that which Ravuna says, what he said over here, Kehomets Leshinaim, it's like vinegar to the teeth, Ukhashan Lainaim, like smoke to the eyes. Hashta, Umatam, the Kedushet, the Uraita, Amra lo Akhla, Hakha lo Kol Shekin, which means in the previous case, we said over there, that what? That's a case where, let's say, the father was here, Kiddushin was leda'at aviha, so midoraita she's allowed to eat teruma, right? The nisu'in was shelo leda'at. So in that case, she said that she can't eat teruma even. In the case where, at least we know there was a Kiddushin deoraita, where she can eat teruma deoraita, you said she can't eat. In the case where even the Kiddushin was shelo leda'at, you're going to tell me that she could eat teruma? If you're in a case where we know the Kiddushin was valid, and still you told me she cannot eat teruma, are you going to tell me, in a case where the Kiddushin was also not valid, was not leda'at aviyah, you're going to tell me that she can eat teruma? Makes no sense. It's like a kavahomer. In that case, she can't eat teruma. Certainly in this case, so it says, haka lokol sheken, right? It's like we said, makes no sense. So Gemara says, therefore, nid'in divrei talmid. Therefore, it seems that we're going to posek, not like Ravuna, but we're going to posek like Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, which was the student of Ravuna. And therefore, we're going to say, in that case over there, ena ochelet. Okay, therefore, normally you posek like Ravuna, he's the rabbi. But it doesn't make any sense what he's saying. Therefore, nid'in in this case over there, we're going to posek like Rav Yirmiyah. So comes Gemara and says, what is indeed the logic of Ravuna? We consider her like a yitoma, like an orphan with her father alive. Which means the guy's not reacting at all over here. The kiddushin, he kept quiet. Nisuin, he kept quiet. What is it showing over here? The guy don't care about anything. Yeah, listen, one thing you want to keep quiet by a Kiddushin, you keep quiet also by the Nisuin, you want to say, he was angry. Eventually you can open your mouth. So from the fact that the guy didn't open the father and open his mouth, and he's in town, and he didn't open his mouth at all, that's as if like he's like relinquishing his rights. He's just telling the girl, you're like a yitoma, and go marry yourself off, and I don't care. Look at Ashi. Who is bin asaba ma'asi yitoma behayav. Behayav kidsha. Or hefkir zechut sheyesh lo ba. Either you have to say he just relinquished his rights, or shtikato hoda'a. Or you have to say his silence is a consent. In a case where she only got married, shelo ledat abiha, ikalaman behada shtikam retach latach. I can say on being quiet once, he was angry. That's why Ravuna will say that if she got kedushin ledat aviha, and then nisuin shelo ledat, the reason why he kept quiet was because he was angry. Aval kulehai lo shatik, but so much is going to keep quiet. Kedushin nisuin, ela the pshat is either he agrees, and therefore it's a consent, or he relinquished his rights, and therefore, even Ravuna is going to say in this case, when he kept quiet the whole way through, and he's in town, she can't eat teruma. Because then you assume that what? That she is indeed married, she has a deen like a yetoma, behaye aviha. Comes the Gemara and continues. Itmar, ketanet shet kadeshet shelo ledat aviha. Okay. Ketana. She got married shelo ledat aviha. Amarav. Ben he, or ben aviyah, yecholim la'akev. Oh, they can back out. Whether she wants to back out, or the father wants to back out, they can both back out. Why? Look at that. She yecholim la'akev. Hu'il b'shat kabbalah. At the time she received the kiddushin, lo nitratzeh av. The father did not accept it yet. Meaning he did not approve it. So im bat lachzor kodem shitratzeh av chozeret. Ve'lo ma'anya turitzuy av. That's right, which means since it's not consummated yet, until we know that the father agrees with it, so the kiddushin is not a kiddushin yet. So she wants to back out, she can back out. The father wants to back out, he can back away. Whoever wants to back out, they can back out. You have no problem. But Rav Aseh Amar, Aviya Velohi. Rav Aseh argues. He says only the father has a right to change his mind, not her. What's the logic in that? Why can't she change her mind? Because she accepted already the Kiddushin. Right? She accepted, She accepted the Kiddushin, even though she's a Ketana. But if the father decides to say, I'm against it, okay, he can back out. But she already was at the seat. And once you already see the seat, it's too late. That's what the opinion of Rav Aseh is. Right? Aviya, only Aviya. So comes the Gemara and explains a question. Iti ve'ravuna al-Rav Aseh. Ve'amni la hiya bar-Rav al-Rav Aseh. We have a pasuk over here by a case of a girl that was seduced. Okay, that's a mefuta. She was seduced, so the Torah comes along and says that he has to marry the girl that he seduced, unless the father doesn't want to give his daughter over to this guy. So the pasuk says, "V'im ma'en yima'en aviha." If the father is refusing letitalo to give his daughter to this guy, in the el aviha, we only know that the father himself can refuse. He atzma minayin. How do we know that the girl herself has a right to say that she doesn't want? Tamud amar im ma'en yima'en mikol makom. Ma'en yima'en is mashma, double language, to tell me any time, doesn't matter. Now, look at that she over here. V'kasa kadatach mefita l'shem kedushim. Oh, it sounds like we're talking about a case when the guy was mefateh this girl. It was bi'ah. He did it for the sake of kedushin. Ashmiin and krav lememad dematziyad rabba. And still we see what? That she has a right to back out. So you see the girl still has rights. So you tell me, Rav Aseh, no, once the girl made a kedushin, the father can back out for her, but not the girl. You see, not like that. Ima'en yima'en. If she, her father wants to refuse, well, she wants to refuse. And we're talking about what? The guy did it l'shem kedushin. And she did it willingly. She was seduced, but seduces willingly.
Wasn't against her will.
So if you see what? She could also back out. Amar lehu Rav. So Rav tells the rabbi that asked the question. Rav Unai tells him, listen, lo tizlu batar ifcha. Do not ask things that are not questions. Yeah, that's not a question. What are you asking? Literally, it means do not go. Do not follow. Do not follow something that's opposite. Which means, what are you asking? That's not a question. Why? He can answer very simple. Very simple. The case is talking about where the guy seduced her without kiddushin. So therefore, you have no ra'ayah. We're trying to discuss a case where there was a kiddushin that the ketana made. Can she back out or not? You bring me a case over here of pitu, I can tell the guy seduced her without the sake of kiddushin. That's what she can back out. It's nothing to do with kiddushin. So Gemara says, pita shelo l'shem ishut, krabae. What, do I need a pasuk to tell me that the father has a right to refuse? Which is pasuk. There was no kiddushin over here. Why shouldn't I have a right to refuse? What do I need a pasuk to tell me that they have a right to refuse? Well, if you didn't do it, the shem kiddushin, why would I think that the father cannot refuse this guy on his daughter? They didn't do the shem kiddushin. Well, what's the pasuk of the ima'in yima'in? So he goes, no. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak lomar, shemishalem knas kemefuteh. The hadush is that even if the father refuses, he still has to pay the 50 shekel knas. You don't think that the mifuteh always has to pay a fine. Don't think that the fine is only paid if he ends up marrying her. No, the fine is automatic. Even if the father refuses, don't think, oh, you're not letting me marry, I'm not paying the fine. No. Ima'en, yima'en, even if the father is mima'en, kesef, yishkol, kemuara, but he's got to pay the fine. So he's got nothing to do with anything. So you have no ra'ayah from this story over here against what Rav Aseh said. Amale Rav Yosef, yache, hainu de tanina. Oh, if the way you're learning it is like that, then we have a very good proof for you. Because that's what we learned in the Braita. Mahor yimharen alo the isha. Right, if he wants, he can give her to this guy as a wife. Shesidicha eminu kedushin. Oh, very good. Because obviously the first pitui was done shelo l'shem kiddushin, and therefore the pasuk is telling ma'ori marino lo isha, and the Braita says the meaning you have to make a kiddushin now. Master, there was no kiddushin before. V'im pitan l'shem ishut kiddushin namani. Right? Why would you need a kiddushin now if it was done l'shem kiddushin? Ela must be like we learned correct that the pitui was done tefillat the second kiddushin. He's in Allah. You have no raya from that Braita. Amar le'abaye siricha kiddushin le'da'at abiyah. You know, I could argue and say there really was a kiddushin at the time of the pitui, and that what it says in the Braita that you need kiddushin again means you need kiddushin this time with the da'at of the father. So that's no raya. Well, we agree. You could say that the guy did it shelo l'shem ishut, but don't bring me raya from this Braita, because if I wanted, I could argue in the Braita and say really he did it l'shem kiddushin the mifater, and that what it says you need if he wants to marry off to this guy, you need l'shem kiddushin means l'shem kiddushin now this time. In any event, we come out with a machloket when a lady accepts a kiddushin. Of course, if the father consents, there's nothing to talk about. Ketana, the father consents, we said it's good. The etc. But the point is, the question is, can she back out before the consent? So it's machloket. Some say she or the father can back out, and some say no, only the father. Comes the next mishnah. Omer the isha. This is a subject that we did already. Ha'omer ishat kachili b'temara zu. Be mekadesh to me with this temara. What is it? A date. It kachili b'zu. And then he tells her, be mekadesh to me also with this item. But he split up his two words. It kachi. Im yesh be'achat mehem shaveh peruta mekodeshet. Ve'im lav ena mekodeshet. So long as one of the two items has a shaveh peruta, the kedushin is a kedushin. Which means you cannot combine them. Because by him saying it kachili bitimarazu, it kachili bizu, they're two separate statements, two separate declarations. And therefore, so long as one of them has a shave peruta, the kedushin is a kedushin. Bizu, ubizu, ubizu. Ah, but if he says it kachili with this, and with this, so therefore he means to include all of them. אם יש שווה פרוטה בכולן, מקודשת, ואם לאו אינה מקודשת. Good. Which means if you have a combination, let's say, all of them equal to שווה פרוטה, we're going to say it's מקודשת, because by saying בזו, 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 he means to say all together. So even on the first item, there's no פרוטה. Second item, no פרוטה. But if you count all three items or four items together, there's a פרוטה, it'll be okay. הייתה אוכלת ראשונה ראשונה, and let's say as she's getting it, she's eating them. She gets the date, she eats it. Yeah? She gets a date, she eats it. הייתה אוכל ראשונה, אינה מקודשת. Not going to be מקודשת, עד שיהיה באחת מהם שווה פרוטה. Until one of the dates is going to have a שווה פרוטה. Now we don't know what this end of the Mishnah is going on. This case of eating, is going on the first case? It's hard to understand what's going on in the first case. Because once she gets a date, that's what the Shavei Peruta, so she's Mekodesh, let her eat it, let her do what she wants with it. Well, what's the case of it? She ate Rishona, and it's telling me that what? Shavei Peruta. But that has to be a Shavei Peruta. We'll have to see exactly this last statement over here, exactly how to understand it. But let's go one step at a time. Okay. Man tanat kachi it kachi. Who's the opinion that says that when you say it kachi li bitmarazu, it kachi li bizu, that it's considered separate statements? Amaraba Rabbi Shimoni. The Amar, Achi Yomar Shivua lechol echad ve'echad. You know this case of a guy's brought to court, and the five guys tell him, you owe us money. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, if he says like this, Shivua, I swear, I don't owe you, lo lecha, Shivua, lo lecha, Shivua, lo lecha, Shivua, lo lecha. Every time he says the word Shivua, he's going to be Hayav on each one. But if he just says Shivua, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, he's only Hayav one. Which means, according to Rabbi Shimon, by saying the word Shivua each time, it makes it a separate situation. Similarly by Kiddushin, by saying it Kachi li bitmarazu, it Kachi li bizu, it Kachi separates the actions, and therefore you cannot combine them. Therefore you have a Shavei Peruta in one of the items, Mekodesh, and if not, nah. So it's Rabbi Shimon. Very good. Now the Gemara begins. Bezu, ubezu. Ines bechulan shavei peruta. Aya. Now this is going on the last part of the Mishnah. You told me if she started eating, right? If she's eating the first one, right? Let's get the exact words of the Mishnah. Imaita ochelt rishona rishona. She's eating them as she's getting them. and a mekudeshet. No kiddushin until one of them will be worth a sheve peruta. So Gemara says, ahiya. What case is this last statement going on? Idima aresha. Kitan is going on the resha. Afit kachili bitmarazut kachili bezu. My idia ochelet. What do you have to tell me over here? Ochelet afilu manahat nameh. Even if she didn't eat it, it's got to have a sheve peruta. The eating doesn't make a difference. Why? That kachili bezu kamar. In the first case of the Mishnah, it's got to be a Sheve Peruta, whether she eats it or doesn't. Even if he gives it, he puts it on the table. It's still got to be worth a Sheve Peruta. Sheve Peruta in the first case, doesn't matter if she ate it or not. It's got to be a Sheve Peruta because each entity, each declaration is a separate declaration. So for the eating, it's not going to ma'ale or murid change anything. So the Gemara says, ela asefa. Oh, must be talking about over here. It's talking about the second case where he said, itkachili bezu, bezu, bezu. Tamarim are misterived for the sake of the peruta, and that the Mishnah is coming along to say that if she eats each timara as she gets it, so then you can't combine all the timarot. Maybe that's what the Mishnah is saying, right? When it's combo, they all got to be there. But if she gets it and she pops it in her mouth, then she's not going to be in condition until one of them is going to be worth at least a sheve peruta. So the Gemara says, is that so? Va'afilu bakamaita. Which means, are you telling me over here that this is going to be true even on one of the earlier temarot, even the first one or the second one? Why? What's the let's say the first temarot was a sheve peruta,
was lower than a peruta maybe.
Well, let's see. No, v'afilu b'kamaita. Why? Veha at the time that the kiddushin is hal, the kiddushin is not hal till the end because you said bezu bezu bezu. So the kiddushin really is not hal until the guy gives her the last one, right? And she ate already the first one. So the Gemara says, Milvahi. This over here is considered like alone. It's like a loan. And we know the law is that if a person is Mekadesh, a lady, with a loan, let's say the lady owes the man money, and he comes along and says, the man, the money that you owe me, keep, right? And I Mekadesh it. Oh, so therefore, in this case over here, what's going to be the problem? Once already she ate the first temara, the first date over there, the kiddushin is really not hal until the end. Because she said, bezu, bezu, bezu. So therefore, this date that she ate over here, if it's a shaveh peruta, so what? What do I care? The kiddushin is really not hal till the end. And now that she ate it already, so therefore, at that point, she owes him that item. She owes it to him because the kiddushin is not hal yet. And therefore, how could you tell me that if it's a Sheve Peruta, even on the first one, it'll be the Kodeshet? No, the Kodeshet is a Hal till she gets the last one. And so the first one over here is considered a Melveh by her, because she owes that, she really owes it to him, because it wasn't the Kodeshet yet. And your kids are, okay, what you ate already, that item will be the Kodeshet. I mean, that's a Melveh. And we learned already, cannot be the Kodeshet with Melveh. So therefore, what's the case? That's the Gemara. Look at that, she. The Ham Melveh. Look at read the one before that to clarify the question. V'afilu b'kamaita? It's a question. V'afilu edishona or ashiniyah sheve peruta? Even if the first one or two is sheve peruta, afapi she'en b'achrona sheve peruta mekodeshet, even though the end tibanim were not. What's the question? V'abalvei. Kiban di kedushin lo negimru ad she'tekabelehem kudam. That's a very important point. The kiddushin is not hal till she gets all of them, because he said bezu bezu bezu. She's got to get all of them. The kevar achla et arishona. She already ate the first one. Kodem. Let's get the words here. Kodem. Maybe she tiske or tekne otam bekedushia. Have yezu arishona malveh gaba. Right. The first one is considered a malveh, and you're not to make it a malveh. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan says, Hare shulchan. Vare basar, vare sakin. Only problem is, which means, we have everything in front of us. We have the table in front of us, we have the meat in front of us, we have the knife in front of us. Only problem is, we don't have a mouth to eat. Which means we have the case in the Mishnah in front of us, we have all the scenarios in front of us, but we don't know how to understand it. We have all the information is in front of us in the Mishnah. We can't explain the last case in the Mishnah. What's the scenario where you tell me if she ate the first one, if it has a Sheve Peruta, it's Mekudeshet. If it's going on the first case in the Mishnah, even if she doesn't eat it, it has to have a Sheve Peruta. If it's going on the last case in the Mishnah, if she ate the first one, I can be Mekudeshet. This is a Malveh. But the Kedushin is not until later on. It should also not be Mekudeshet. So we have all the information in front of us, but we don't know, we can't eat the food. We don't know how to eat it. It doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Amar Tarvayu, Le'olam Arisha. It's going back on the first case. So what's the hadush in the first case? Ve'lo mebaya kamar, lo mebaya menachat. Dika shave pruta in ilolo, aval ochelet u'ilu mekarbana yata ema gamara u'makna nafsha, kamash ma'alan. There's the hadush. I'll tell you, it's going on the beginning, the first case in the Mishnah. That what? Bezu, et kachili, bitmarazu, kachili, bitmarazu. Each one's got to be a shave pruta. And what was the end of the Mishnah saying? You should know, she ate the first one. If the first one had a shave pruta, and she ate it, mikudeshet. It's got to have a shave pruta, we said, then she doesn't eat it. Right? So he said, no. You would have thought that maybe only has to have a shave pruta when she's leaving it on the table. But if she's eating it right away, it's showing her what? That for her, it's worth a Sheve Peruta. Because she's getting immediate Hana'ah. She saw, oh, what an item. She was hungry, whatever it is. You gave her even an item that's not Sheve Peruta. She put it right in her mouth. You would have thought that maybe by her eating it immediately, shows us what? That to her, it's worth. And therefore, could be it's Mekudeshet even less than a Sheve Peruta. Kamash Ma'alan, even if she eats it, it's got to have a Sheve Peruta. And if it didn't have a Sheve Peruta, in a Mekudeshet. So as I explained, the Hadush is, you would have thought that even less than a Sheve Peruta could be considered like a Sheve Peruta, because the Hana'ah she's getting, she's eating it right away. Yeah, so she's benefiting it. No, for the fact that, no, because she's, look at that. She was hungry, obviously. You gave her things, she put it in her mouth right away. So to her, she's saying, well, to me, it's like $1 million you gave me. No. Even if you put it in her mouth, not going to be Mekudeshet, let's not shvei peruta. That's the first way of learning. Rav Amir, Amar Le'olam Asefa. It's going on the Sefa. Umay ad shiye b'achat mem shvei peruta. And what does it mean that so long as one of them has a shvei peruta, ad shiye b'acharona shvei peruta. Good. It's not going on the first date. It's going on the last date, which is so long as the last date has a Shavei Peruta, she will be Mekudeshet. Because the last date already is not a Melveh. She got the first one. Okay, the first one. Okay, she ate it. So what? She ate it. That doesn't matter. That's all Melveh. When is the Kedushin really high? On the last item. So long as the last date that she gets has a Shavei Peruta, good, then we're okay. I don't give if she eats it at that time, because already the Kedushin was Hal. We just have to figure out a case where you don't make it a Melveh. The Kedushin is Chal, he gave her 10 dates. The first one, she took it, she ate it. Okay, she ate it, it's Melveh. But if, right, the last one is Shvei Peruta. She got it at the end, that item. As long as it's Shvei Peruta, then she ate it, no problem. Because Kedushin will be Chal at the end, and she got a Shvei Peruta in that one shot. And therefore it is Mekudeshet, so everything is good. Amar Rava, Shema Minam, Rabbi Amit Tlat. We learned from this last Kedush, of Rav Amir, the way he learned the case of the dates with the Malveh and all this business, three hadushim. Number one, Shema Amina, Mekadesh b'Malveh ena Mekudeshet. Right? Because what do we say? Mekadesh b'Malveh alone is not going to be good. Because if she would eat the first ones, right? If she would eat the first one, and it had a Shavei Peruta even, it's not good. Why? Because the first one, the Kedushin is not Chal yet. Because now, I'm holding the date over here, Shavei Peruta, but is the Kedushin Chal? No, the Kedushin is not Chal till then. So what is this over here? Stam, you're lending me a date. Good. So I ate it. Oh, not Mekudeshet. Why? Because this thing I owe you at this point over here. Oh, so you see from Rav Huna, the way he learned the case was Rav Huna from Rav Amir. Number one, Mekadesh b'malveh ena Mekudeshet. That's why you had to learn the case. It's talking about where it was the Shavei Peruta. That was on the last date. Number two, you know what you learned? Ushma amina. Hamekadesh b'malveh ufruta data peruta. You also learn from this case that if a guy is Mekadesh a lady with a Melveh alone and a Peruta, her dat is on the Peruta. Why? Because that's what this case is. The first 9 dates are loans and the Peruta doesn't come until the end. It's like a guy telling a girl, I'm Mekadesh you with the money that you owe me and a Peruta. Now if her mind is going to be on the loan, no good. But if her mind is going to be on the Peruta, yeah, good. In this case, we see that what? Mekadesh b'milveh ufruta data peruta. That's why it's going to be Mekudesh. That's why as long as the last one had a Shavei Peruta, I don't care if she ate the The first one, it'll be Mekadesh, so you learn over here a rule. Mekadesh, Bemelveh, Ufruta, Da'ata, Aperuta. Last but not least, what else do you learn from this over here? Ushma Mina, Ma'od Be'alma, Hozrin. What does that mean, Ma'od Be'alma, Hozrin? Look at that sheet. Top line. Kol Kiddushin. She'enam Kiddushin. Guy gives money to a lady. For whatever reason, the Kiddushin was not hal. And now she's holding money. Who keeps the money? Lo amrinan ma'ot matana. We don't say, all right, let her keep the money. It's a gift. You don't say that. Ela pikadon. She's holding it. The hozrin. You got to give it back. V'hainu dekari la le'ach ochedet yishonam melveh. That's why the first things that she's eating, we call it, it's a loan. We don't say, all right, listen, if he doesn't give it at the end, whatever she ate, and goodbye. No. It's a loan. What does a loan mean? That if the kiddushin is not going to be consummated, she has to pay back. So you see, only if a kiddushin is hal do we say what, that everything that she got before is hers. But if it's not going to work out at the end, we don't say, listen, it didn't work out, you know, whatever I gave you till now, enjoy it. No. Da'achalat ovidit nu b'shat gavar kiddushin lo mikadishut b'hem. V'avideh kepikadon. It's a pikadon. Sha'achalatov v'ta'abid malveh v'achilata. Diamot v'alma matana. V'ilo gavar kiddushin lo b'ayah le'adorinu. Ha'ash d'gamir la'am mikadish b'malveh. U'matana nami lo avideh ha'am ala kiddushin natnu gamir. Which means, because if you're going to say that she gets to keep the original thing, so it's not called a malveh. It's considered a matana. From the fact that we're calling it a malveh, what does that show us? That until the kiddushin is hal, whatever she gets is considered a pekadon by her. Very good? So we have the three things we learn. Number one, mekadesh b'malveh, no good. Malveh ufruta, da'ata aperuta. And the kiddushin that's not consummated, the money that she got has to be returned. It's not a gift. Continue to give it up. Itmar, ha-mekadesh achoto. The guy makes kiddushin to his sister. Rav Amar Ma'ot Hozrin. Rav says, the sister's got to give back the money. Usmael Amar Ma'ot Matana. The sister can keep the money, it's a gift. What's the logic here? Rav Amar Ma'ot Hozrin. Adam Yodaya Sh'in Kiddushin Tufsim Ba'achoto. A guy knows, he cannot marry his sister. So what do you give her the money for? The Gamar V'natan L'shum Pikadon. He gave her the money to watch. Not giving it as a gift. So then the Gemara says, "V'lema la l'shum pikadon." So why don't you just tell her? What are you telling her? Hare at mekudeshet li bekezavdu. If you tell me he knows the kiddushin is not hal and he's giving it as a pikadon, so tell her, my dear sister, this is watch this money for me. Savar lo mekabela. She's not going to accept it. She don't want to watch the money. So he's got to figure out a ploy how to get her to take the money. So what did he do? He said, "Hare at mekudeshet li bekezavdu." She took the money. Now, what does he really mean to tell her? Keep it as a, not keep it, watch it, hold it for me. El Savar, Ma'ot Matana. Now that we understand, Ma'ot Matana, why? Adam Yodaya, Shein Kedushin Tosim Ma'achoto. A guy knows he cannot marry his sister. The Gamar V'natan L'shum Matana, he must have given it as a gift. V'neim Adal L'shum Matana. So why don't you just tell her, my dear sister, here's a Matana. Savar, Kesifa La Milta. Oh, we can understand that. She's embarrassed to accept it as a gift. No, here's a gift. I don't want a gift. Okay, so he says, okay, he gives a ton of shame. So subah look, when you know something, let's crystallize. When you know something like this, a guy knows he cannot marry his sister. So how do we explain his actions when he gives money? Do you explain it as a pikadon or do you explain it as a matala? Very fundamental mahlokan over here, right? Or mativ ravina. So now we're gonna start with questions. Let's get the question good here. Hammafrish halato kemah. Eno hala. The gezel biyad kohen. You have a law, you have a certain amount of dough. You got to take challah, right? A little piece, give it to the kohen. It's one of the 24 matanot that kohanim get. However, the law is, you only mafrish challah from isa. Pasuk reshit arisotechem. It's got to be from the arisa, from the dough itself. From the dough. It doesn't have to be raw. It could be dough. Dough from the baked bread. The point is, it cannot be flour. So this guy over here, what did he do? Hamafrish halato kemah. First of all, eno hala, which means you didn't kosher up the bread. V'gizl b'yad kohen. And the kohen that took it, you got to give it back. It's gizl. Because the Torah only gave the kohen hala. This is not hala. So it's gizl b'yad kohen. Very good. Now we start to analyze it. V'amai gizl b'yad kohen. Why is it gizl? Why don't you say the following? Ne'ma adam yodaya she'en mafrishim hala kemah. Why don't you say, listen, a guy knows you can't take kemah for hala. V'natan l'shem matana. But didn't you just tell me, Shmuel, that when a guy knows you can't marry your sister, so he gave it what? For the gift. Say the same thing about hala. He knows you can't give kemah. So why is it gizl? But he still gave it to the Kohen. Ela must be he's giving the Kohen a gift. Yeah, good question. Kemara says, Shaniat, denafik churba mineh. O mina. There, if you let the Kohen keep it, it's going to come out of destruction. Churban is going to come out of it. Something bad can come out of it. Why would bad? Zanin di itle le kohen pachot mechamesh rba'im kemah. He's going to have, let's say, less than the shi'ur of what you have in hala. Let's just make it easy for us. Let's say the shi'ur is 5 pounds. Okay? He's going to have 5 pounds minus a little. Okay? Vehai alish le ba'de adadi. He's going to take this kemah that he got, right? He's going to knead it in his flour. It's going to bring him to 5 pounds. V'kasavan et kenai setu. And he's going to think that, what? I don't have to take halal from this item over here. Because he's going to think that this kemah is halal ready. And therefore, when you put the halal in there, it's not going to bring it up to the shi'ur, and therefore he's going to end up having a shi'ur, and he's not going to end up taking the atel mechle betivla, and he's going to eat it tebel. You understand the problem could come out, which means if you give a girl money for a kiddushin, I think it's a gift. What problem come out of it? It's a gift. It's not about it. Takes it, puts it in a pocket. But you can give a kohen kemah. Oh, what's the problem? Let me keep it. What didn't you just say? Everybody knows kemah is not challah. Ela must be gave it to him as a gift. No, churban is going to come out. What's going to happen? He's going to have 4.9 on the dough, the flour. He's going to take this thing. It's going to make it 5. It's going to be hayaf challah. He's going to take. I guess when you put challah in the thing, the challah doesn't count. And really, he's going to be hayaf and challah. He's not going to give it, and then he's going to end up eating tebel.
That's right.
The Kohen. The Kohen. So they get it back from him. So the Gemara Ritter, the Hamart Adam Yodeh, Shem Mefreshim Hala Kemah. I thought you just said a guy knows that Kemah doesn't count. Wasn't that the whole premise of your question? Adam Yodeh, that Kemah cannot be Hala? So how is the Kohen going to make that mistake? That he's going to take the Kemah, think it's Hala, put it in his dough, and really it's going to add to the Shi'ur. I thought you just said Adam Yodaya that Kemah is not halal. No trouble can come out of this. If the Kohen knows that this is not halal, no problem can come out of it. What's the problem? So the Gemara says Yodaya ve'enu Yodaya. Well, he knows and he doesn't know. Yodaya she'em afresh halal Kemah ve'enu Yodaya. But there's no other reason. Desavar ta'amai umai mishum tirhad Kohen. He thinks the only reason why Kemah is not good is because it's a pain for the Kohen. I mean, we want you to give the Kohen something that's already ready-made. Well, we don't want you to bother the Kohen by giving him kemah. So therefore, he says, if that's the reason, Mishum tirha the Kohen. V'tirha the Kohen, ahilteh. He says, I'm okay with my tirha. That's the truth. He knows kemah cannot be halah. But he doesn't know the reason. He thinks the reason why halah cannot be kemah, because it's a burden for the Kohen. But if the Kohen is mohail, let's go. So what's going to happen? Let's speak out what happens over here. The guy gives the Kohen Terumah. Hala. Kemah. Okay. Adam Yodaya She'en Kemah Hala. So let's assume that what he's giving it to him as a gift. Right? We say no. He's got to give it back. Right? Why has he got to give it back? Why do you say it's a gift? I'm worried because this guy's going to take it now, this Kohen. He's going to mix it up in his stuff. He's going to really have to give now on the whole pile. And he's not going to give because he thinks it's covered. What do you mean? Why does he think it's covered? That's what he knows. No, he knows that kemah cannot be halah, but he thinks the reason is because the Kohen is makpid. But if the Kohen is mohel, it will be. So if it's going to come out of tekala over here, that's why he said, you know what, Mr. Kohen, give it back. normally you'll be able to keep it. But in the case where a mistake is going to come out, give it back. So the Gemara says, hold it. V'teheve teruma ve'lo tochal ad shiyosi aleha hala memakom acher. The Gemara has another question. Listen to this question over here. Say like this, Mr. Kohen, keep the kema. And why don't we just tell him that you could keep it, but when you receive kema, you're going to have to take teruma on it from a different place. Which means, if we make laws, there's a way to fix this over here. We're just trying to figure out, why are you always telling me Kohen's got to give it back? Let the Kohen keep it. We're worried that he's not going to know, he's going to think that it's considered halal. No. Make a rule that when a guy gives you kema, you can keep it, but what? Make sure you take halal off this things that he gave you, which means make sure you take halal from it. Why don't you just pass a law? When they give you kema, make sure you take halal from it. For example, the Gemara says, Milo Tenant, we have a case. What's the case? The case is like this. Watch the case. Right? Look at Rashi. I'm reading Rashi. Lama huskikuhu lehaziro. Why do we make him return it? Mahmat churba. Zu yomru ha-mefrish halato kemach. Hareu hala. Degamar venatan leshem matana. Velo tuchel lekoen ad shefrish ha-koen alea hala. Very good. Why don't you just make a rule? A law. That any time the Kohen gets kemach, he's going to have to take a halah from it. And that's it. No churban can come out of it. So the Gemara says, and we have a precedent. Milo tenan. Okay, let's just review the laws of terumot. You have to give terumah to the Kohen, right? You have two types of terumah. Terumah de oraita, terumah de rabbanan. What's terumah de oraita? Atzitz. Atzitz. Nakub. You have a flower pot with a hole on the bottom. That's touching the ground. Stuff that grows in that flower pot, hayav de oraita. Then you have atzitz. Shenu nakub. Stuff that grows in that flower pot is only hayav to rabbanan. You're not allowed to take from the hayav to cover the ptur. If I want to cover the flower pot that's touching the ground, you got to take terumot from itself to poter. I cannot take from the hayav to cover the ptur. Okay? Through law. I take from the ptur, and the hayav from the hayav. But I cannot take from the deoraita to cover the rabbanan. If I do that, the deoraita is still considered tibet. Okay? Now watch the story. Min al-nakuf al she'enu nakuf, teruma. Oh, I took from the nakuf on the enu nakuf, and I gave it to the Kohen. Now really this item over here is really tebel. What I gave the Kohen is nothing. But what do the rabbis come along and say? We're going to call it teruma, ve'lo tochal ad she'yosi alei ha'teruma ma'aser b'makom acher. But we tell the Kohen, keep it, but just make sure you give teruma and ma'aser from another chayuv to cover what you got in your hand. Which means I'm not worried about takala. I'm not worried that the guy, really, this is teva what he got. But what did the rabbi say? Okay, we're going to call it teva, meaning keep it. Mr. Cohen, keep it. Are you worried about that he might eat this item, which is teva? No, we tell him, take teruma from a different place. So why don't you say the same thing by the kema? Let the Kohen keep it, and just tell him, take teruma from a different place. Kabbalah says, betre mane tzayit, behad mana lo tzayit. He'll listen to you by the case of the Atzitz Nakuv. You know why? Because it makes sense to him. He says, listen, the case of it was talking about, they took from Atzitz Nakuv. They took from the Nakuv to cover the inner Nakuv. There he understands it was two different items, so you didn't take from the right item. It's two different vessels. He'll understand why you're telling him to take again. But when you give him the Kemah, he doesn't understand. He says, what do you mean? This Kemah came from where? From this one pile. You took it already. What do I got to give again? He won't accept that he has to give again on the same item. When you tell him, we took from this on this. Oh, that's why you messed up. You took from this item on that item. Okay, no, I know I have to take again. But you tell him, I have to take on my kemah. Why do I take on the kemah? Where did it come from? From the pile. You took it already. What do I got to take again for? So therefore, the only option the Gemara is saying is what? The Kohen, let's review. The Kohen doesn't know the law. He knows that kemah is not halah. But he thinks it's not halal because he's makpid. But if he's not makpid, it is. So why don't you just tell him, just take again. He's not going to listen to your take. Why should I take it again? You took already on that item. Oh, but by the Turuma, you could tell him that. Turuma understands that. You took that on that, so you don't understand why I have to take it again. Good, so everything is good. Another way of understanding it. Le'olam kohen mitzit zayit. Oh, really, I'll tell you, in the case of the kema, if you explain it to the kohen, he'll do it, no problem. He'll take halah again. Kohen's not the problem over here. So what's the problem? The problem is with the guy that gave it to him. The balabayit's the problem. He thinks, oh, I gave kema to the kohen, my dough at home is good. And what's going to end up happening? He's the itiva. But what do you mean? Adam Yudayashim Efeshim Hala Kema. I thought you told me that a guy knows that Kema is not Hala. No, Yudaya Venu Yudaya. Yudayashim Efeshim Hala Kema. Venu Yudaya, the Svata Mahamishuk Terhad Kohen. Terhad Kohen, Kibla Ale. He thinks the whole reason is because the Kohen's Makpid. But he took it, so that means he's more handy. Therefore, he's going to think what? My stuff is good at home, therefore the halakha is, you know what, you better give it to him back. Tell him, by the way, he did nothing. Because otherwise, I'm not right to Kohen I can talk to. Kohen's telling me hakam usually. But you're going to give it to the Zama'ar, this guy that gave it. That's the guy I'm worried about. So let's hold it. Same question. Why don't you say, let it be Tiruma, which means tell the guy, very nice, you gave Kemah, beautiful, but you got to give again. And we have a precedence where we tell people, you got to give again. Just like we tell the guy that took on the one flower pot on another pot, on one pot to another pot, that he's got to take again. So just tell him what he got to take. Let the Kohen keep it. And we'll tell the Balabayit. Listen, Mr. Balabayit, even though you gave Kema, you got to do it again. He says, no. How kimna behtre mane tzayit behad mane lo tzayit. We explained already. He's not going to accept. What do I have to give again? I took already from this. On the pots, I said, there's this for that, okay. I cannot cover it. I understand I have to take again. But on one item, no. The Gemara says, velo tzayit? Why won't he listen? I understand you. Even on two items, or even on one item, he'll listen. Why? That we learned in the Mishnah. Hatorim kishut. What's kishut? Yeah, cucumbers, exactly. V'nimsa marah. But when he took the terumah, it came out they were spoiled. They were bitter. He's taking the terumah from the cucumbers. Terumah or maaser? Terumah. Okay, very good. Now the question is, are you yotzeh on bitter stuff? So we'll see. Abatiyah. He's taking terumah on the abatiyah, on the watermelons. V'nimsa'et saruah. And what happened? The piece that he took ended up being spoiled. What's the deen? Teruma, it counts. Teruma, v'yachzur v'yitrom. Oh, and what? You trust the guy to tell him on the same item. I do me a favor, sir. Take teruma again. Oh, I thought you said on one item. The guy says, "Oh, I took already." In this case, you see what? Even on the same item, the guy will listen. So similarly, let the Kohen keep the Kemah, go to the Balabayit, Mr. Balabayit, they got to take again. I's not going to listen to say it's the same item. Well, he listened by the cucumbers. When you tell him to take again, okay, well, that's a big difference. Hatam, t'mid'oraita t'ruma me'el yahi. There, when he took the spoiled stuff, the t'ruma counts. So therefore, even if he doesn't listen, it's okay, because really he's covered. Spoiled stuff counts. Masha'enkin, if he doesn't listen by the case of the halah, we're in trouble. He didn't give. So therefore there's more leniency to say that if he had watermelon, and he took spoiled items, we could say that, you know what? Terumah, just tell him, give again. Because even if he doesn't give again, he's covered. And what he's going to eat is not going to be considered tebet. Mashiachin, you can tell the guy, take halah again. If he doesn't listen, he's eating tebel. Big difference. So the Gemara speaks it out. How do we know that if you give spoiled stuff, it counts? Midrabi el'ay. Tamar bi'el'ay. Minayim l'torim min ra'a ala yafa. Shitruma to teruma. How do you, if you take bad stuff to cover good stuff, it counts? Shine emar. Velo tis'u alav het. Do not make a sin. Bari mechim et helbo. Now, how would you make a sin? When you're separating the terumah, im eno kadosh, Nisi'ut hayat lama, which means if the item that you took is not considered sanctified, why is it considered a sin? It's considered you did nothing. Ela must be talking about, it's a case where you took tiruma, but you made a sin at the time. Meaning, what you do? You took from good stuff, you took bad to cover it. It counts, but the Torah says, don't make a sin when you take your tiruma. Meaning, it's kadosh. If you did nothing, it's not a sin. You did nothing. You'd have to do it again. And that's the case it's talking about, that when you take your tiruma, make sure you don't do it in a way that it will be sinful. How is that? Were you taking junk? Look at the bottom Rashi over here. Place Rashi at bottom line. Lo tisuhet. Don't make a sin when you take a tiruma. Ha im tarimu tara'ashe. But if you did do it, tisuhet, you're going to get a sin. That's the implication. Now im eno kadosh tisuhet lama. What's the sin? You didn't do anything. And it must be it counts, but he gave garuah tiruma. Oh, so you see what? That it does count. So that's why there's a difference. So therefore, you have no problem why we're going to say we can't tell the Baal HaBayit take challah again. That case over there, he's not going to listen. And we cannot afford him not listening. Even if he doesn't listen, not the worst problem.